This is Lynn Sloniker with the WGXC News Update. Greg Hudson reports in the Windham Journal that the Department of Environmental Conservation in Tannersville Wednesday, August 17th, presented plans to develop multi-use trails at Mount Hayden. Mount Hayden is an 806-acre parcel of wild forest area gifted to the agency in 2013. DEC officials said they want to open the parcel to the public and install a series of multi-use trails, which could be used for hiking, nature discovery, and mountain biking. But they also wanted to hear what the public wants. Quote, "We are not proposing anything tonight," DEC Natural Resource Manager Max Wolkenhauer said. Quote, "We're here to scope out the public opinion and hear your ideas and concerns." Hudson reports that opinion was unanimous in support of installing trails for hiking and mountain biking. Quote, "We would like to support at least one use of this track to be for multi-use trails with mountain biking in mind," Greene County Department of Economic Development and Tourism President Warren Hart said. Quote, "Since the Windham World Cup put Greene County on the map as a destination for mountain biking, the Tourism Advisory Committee has focused on mountain biking with a campaign for mountaintop trail-based recreation." Greene County legislator Lori Torgerson said the trails would help Windham's tourism industry. Windham Mountain Resort President and General Manager Chip Siemens thought new trails would increase business at his resort. Public comment about the project can be submitted to the DEC in writing until September 26th. DEC officials said an initial plan would be released next winter, with more public hearings to follow. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. Melissa Hale Spencer in the Altamont Enterprise reports that Judith Enck, the regional administrator for the United States Environmental Protection Agency, was in Altamont at Indian Ladder Farms August 18 to announce new regulations to protect farm workers from pesticides. The new rule means 100,000 farm workers on 35,500 farms in New York won't be as exposed to pesticides. Enck visited Indian Ladder Farms in Albany County because the farm is part of the Northeast Eco Apple Project, funded in part by the EPA. The farm follows standards drafted by the Integrated Pest Management Institute. Joe Nusiforo, horticulturalist at Indian Ladder Farms, said, quote, "Every year we sit down with scientists and managers to work out the best way to raise crops. We've eliminated a lot of groups of chemicals. We use the lightest, gentlest things," end quote. The new rules include training about pesticides and not allowing anyone under 18 to handle the chemicals. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Elizabeth Floyd Mayer reports in the Altamont Enterprise that Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple is negotiating in public to raise police salaries. Apple says all of his stations are understaffed by officers with little experience, and he finds that, quote, "very concerning," end quote. Apple says Albany County pays its employees less than other local police departments, and his best officers leave for higher pay elsewhere. Quote, "It doesn't do anybody any good when you have that turnover rate," end quote, Apple says. He wants an increase to his $72 million budget, but County Executive Daniel McCoy wouldn't play Apple's publicity game and declined to comment on the ongoing negotiations. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. On Thursday, August 18th, U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand announced thousands in federal funding for 12 southern Albany County fire departments. On the list, the Burn Fire District, which consists of Burn and East Burn Fire Companies, Queeman's Hollow Volunteer Fire Company, Gilderland Center Fire Department, Knox Fire Department, Medusa Fire Department, New Salem Fire Department, Oniskitha Volunteer Fire Company, Rensselaerville Volunteer Fire Department, Tri-Village Fire Company, Voorheesville Fire Department, and the Westerlo Volunteer Fire Company. The companies will receive funding from the Department of Homeland Security's Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program's Fire Prevention and Safety Program. Schumer said in a press release, quote, "These much-needed federal funds will enable fire departments throughout Albany County to train fire investigators and purchase the critical supplies they need to do their jobs effectively," end quote. This has been the WGXC News Update. Please visit wgxc.org/newsroom to find these stories, weather, public meetings, and more.